Please rise and join us in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, May 26th. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have one.
I have one. You can remove the approval of contracts, item F. I did not get here in the mail. They were still waiting on some paperwork, so hopefully I'll have it for next week.
Okay.
I need to pause here for one moment, Tom. I apologize.
No problem.
Okay.
We're live now.
Okay. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Preparing for next week when the primary election takes place. And curbside voting, last Friday was the last day that we could accept any absentee request forms to have a ballot mailed. From now on, it would be curbside voting. So if somebody doesn't want to go to the polling place on election day, or they didn't get their request form mailed in, they can call and make an appointment. They can curbside vote. We will also be open Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 8 to 4 for curbside voting. So we're still working on the logistics of how to get the girls down there, whether we set up down outside in the parking lot or how, but we will have curbside voting available on Saturday. Our absentees, to this date, we've had 6,317 request forms or ballots that we have sent, and we have gotten back 3,626. So we're at about a 57% return rate. So, and we got more, another big batch in today, which haven't been accounted for yet, but added to this count. So anyway, we're just plugging away on the primary and.
You might want to remind people where the two polling places are.
The two polling places, and I will also, I send a notice to the papers, and it will also be in the papers. For the city of Burlington, Danville, Flint River, Middletown, Union Township, and West Burlington, they will all vote out at SCC at the Hall of Sciences building. And we will have signage. The best route to get to there is off of Agency, their south entrance, right across from the hospital, and take that because the building is, it's the first building to your right there. You actually have to go around, there's a covered parking area right in front of the building, on the north side of the building, but that's the building we're going to have that in. So we'll have our social distancing little things on the floor to remind everybody how far apart they need to stay. And we'll have all the cleaning supplies and everything else. And then on the northern part of the county, the city of Minneapolis and Precinct PW, which is Pleasant Grove and Washington Townships, and HJ, which is Huron, Jackson, and Benton Townships, will all be voting at the Minneapolis City Hall. So that's where everybody will be. But there will be a notice in the paper on Thursday, a little box ad, reminding everybody of where it's at. On our website, we've got notices on there. If they go to the news link that has like primary election, I've got all kinds of stuff on there listing, you know, the times and dates and everything. So hopefully everything goes nice and smooth. So.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Brett Grimshaw, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. We don't have a whole lot to report, but we are staying busy as usual. Looking forward to get.
Speak up.
Oh, looking forward to getting the office back open, hopefully sometime soon. But nothing of any significance today, so.
Thanks, Brett.
You're going to bring Tank up?
Yes. As soon as we get open back up, we're going to get him back over here and get him introduced to everybody. So, but it's going well. Dylan's doing a good job with him.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. A couple agenda items. Other than that, contractors are still working on all the projects. Going to pour the last abutment on Minneapolis Road for the West Bridge. That'll have all the abutments done. Possibly beams by the end of this week. More likely next week, but somewhere in there. And then North Gear, we had a complete closure there last week where we had to do a crossroad culvert, so that slows things down, but they're back going and, oh, probably another week or more, probably more of work before we can get ready to do another stretch of paving there. Probably two long pavings left, two long pours there to try to tie the concrete all together. And then they're gonna try to work on shoulders today on Iowa City Road, but just that rain was so spotty, I don't know how wet everything's gonna be up there, so they're gonna try, but it might be too wet. So things are moving, and the Ben Stevens is in doing the dust control, the countywide dust control this week, started today again. So that's going on also.
Okay.
So.
Hey, that's lines too, didn't you?
Line painting started, thank you, Bob. It started, they got some done on Friday, not very far. And so they're back in to go at it this week, and they'll finish this week. And it's sometimes it happens where somebody will end up, if they follow the signs and they get paint on them, then the contractor will deal with that. If they don't follow the signs and they drive through the wet paint, then it's on them. And they actually have, most of those crews have video. I can't speak for this one, but they can. They can pretty much see what happens behind them now. They're in the county paying lines. We were gonna do that last year, if you remember, and the bids came in sky high because there'd been an explosion at a paint plant. So the supply was way down.
I remember that.
So we rebid it and got good bids, and they're in doing that this week. So that'll wrap up this week also.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Dealing with a long weekend, like always. Just getting busy, and that's pretty much it. So,
thank you.
I got Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Good morning. We're just really busy, got a lot going on, but nothing new to report this morning.
Thank you, Rodney.
Chris Lee, conservation.
Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. We had a big weekend, obviously, with the Memorial Day weekend. Parks were real busy, but everybody seemed to get along all right and kept their distance as best they could. I went out on Big Hollow Lake yesterday, took the family out, and it's just unbelievable the number of kayaks and boats and just people just all around the park, you know, getting out. We put that new kayak launch dock in here a while back, and that seems to be wildly popular. Now we're running into a parking issue, so it goes, I guess. But so that's been great. It's nice to have that weekend behind us. And moving on to kind of the official kickoff of the summer, and looking forward to having a good camping year, good use of our parks. The contractors for our FEMA projects on our boat ramps started last week. They got down to our Sullivan Slough boat ramp on Friday. They got the mud and silt that had been left over just kind of piled up in a pile. They got it spread out and got the initial round of base rock done over most of the parking lot. They didn't quite get it done. And so they're planning on coming in again this week and finishing the base rock, and then they'll top rock that and get that all put back together. We'll cross our fingers that the river continues to behave itself and we don't get too much more rain to keep those projects behind. Once they're done there, I think they're going to move up to the Tama ramp. Then from there up to the Hawkeye Dolby ramp. Both of those are still pretty soggy. They've only just now barely come out of the water. They're still pretty silty. So hard to say when those will actually get done, but we're cranking away on them. And then we're gonna start today doing some filming for some video series that we're gonna be putting together for our environmental education programs. We did cancel all of our summer camps for the month of June. And we're just kind of playing it by ear as far as what we'll do with July and August camps. We won't do any summer camps until we're able to open up all the county buildings, and we're going to follow guidance from like the American Camp Association, as well as Health Department CDC guidelines as far as getting groups back together to do environmental education programming. But in the meantime, we'll be doing some digital content and put some videos out there for folks to engage with us and get some ideas for what they can go and learn outdoors. So Other than that, I think that's about it.
Thanks, Chris.
Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We continue to do our disease investigations. We continue to have COVID cases. Currently, our county has 56. We have 30 that have been recovered. Also working on that public assistance grant. And then also received an offer for some donation on isolation gowns. So kind of working through the logistics of that. And I've kind of reached out to Lisa Schaefer to take a look at that offer for us. That's really all we have going on.
Thanks, Krista.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Good morning. I would want to know that the Mississippi River is up slightly. That's mentioned.
Krista, you're...
I'm supposed to collect on Thursday at 14.2 feet. Hopefully with no initial rain, that will happen. Great River is hosting a Test Iowa clinic this week. Tell the citizens and everyone to go to testiowa.com and take the assessment. Once they do that, they will get, and if they meet the requirement, they can schedule a test. All the testing are done by appointment only. And then we will have the ENC open once this week. We're just going to the once-a-week time frame. And we will have our briefing actually today for the elected officials. That's all I have.
What day do they start that Test Iowa site at Great River?
I believe it's going to be tomorrow.
Wednesday. Okay. Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. We have one minor subdivision on the agenda for today. You may recall we had a couple of minor subs that went out for review at the same time. This is one of those. The other one is in the 2 mile area for Burlington, and they have not completed their review yet. I think there was some confusion with the subdivider that they hadn't submitted it at the same time they did to us. So that needs to be completed first before we can get to you, although our review is done, so it's essentially just waiting for them to finish their process, and we should be good to go. Apart from that, nothing really not worthy to report.
Thank you, Jared.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Jackie Meyer, Clerk of Court.
Good morning, folks. Since last Friday, Justice Christensen issued 3 new supervisory orders with a lot of information, and basically bottom line, the resumption of in-person hearings and jury trials have been pushed back. So our previous earmark for June 1st, as far as opening my offices, have been postponed until a COVID-19 safety protocol is actually issued. I'm prohibited from opening the office until that can be established. So right now, it looks like it's going to be sometime mid-July, unless the protocols get established prior to that, and we comply, which basically I think our county is probably ahead of the curve with a lot of other counties as being proactive. So I imagine that we're probably already in compliance with those protocols once they get issued. But to make a long story short, we won't be opening the Clerk of Court's office on June 1st, and we're just going to basically maintain what we've been doing as far as rotating the staff on teams and just trying to, maintain what we're doing as far as masks and by appointment only. And I mean, there's a lot of other things in those supervisory orders, but I'm working with Judge Brown and Court Administration to get those things hashed out as we move forward. So any questions that you guys have for me right now, I'm more than willing to try to answer them.
I don't, Jackie. Thank you very much.
All right, no, thank you guys.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. I just would like to remind one last time that with the governor's proclamation and the expiration tomorrow, a lot of things affected the treasurer's duties. And one such thing is that the last day to pay any March 2020 installment, property tax installments without interest, will be Wednesday, May 27th. And also, there's some vehicle things that were involved with that. So anyone that purchased vehicles February 13th, 14th, and 15th, you'll have a small window there, like one day remaining before penalty kicks in. So I encourage anyone who, you know, purchased those vehicles back in February to definitely give our office a call so that we can assist to get that transferred before you have any penalty. The other thing is that I would encourage anyone to also, if they want to double check to make sure that their March installment was paid, to give our office a call or check the website to be certain that it was in fact paid. Because with that proclamation, that current proclamation that's out there, that suspended the requirements for treasurers to mail any delinquent notices or notice of tax sale, or it even suspended the actual tax sale. So that reminder that usually comes with those delinquent notices, we weren't able to do. So like I said, I'll just state, anyone who wants to double check and make sure that that March payment was made, do not hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you, Janelle.
But that's all I have. You're welcome.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone. Jackie stole a little bit of my thunder. Basically, for us, the big news is Justice Christensen's new order, moving everything that we thought was going to begin on June 1 to no sooner than July 13th. Our jury trials have now been bumped out to no sooner than September 14th. What this means basically for our office is we're going to have a whole lot of staff with not a lot to do. So we're going to have to start figuring out how to keep people busy or what other alternatives there are. One thing in the order that it did state, and Jackie mentioned briefly, is for the non-jury proceedings before July 13th, that actually is dependent upon whether the county courthouse is open. So as long as you all keep the courthouse closed, we cannot begin to do anything regardless of the state court administration's protocols. But once you start opening up, then we get the protocols, then we can maybe start doing things before July 13th. I'm assuming everybody's just waiting to see what happens with the virus, considering the heavy traffic weekend that we all had. Other than that, the staff is continuing to just work on some projects that we've saved for rainy days. The unfortunate part is those projects are starting to run out for us a little bit. So we're going to have to be figuring out, especially for our victim witness coordinators, who we thought would be pretty busy this summer, and it turns out that they're not going to be. On the plus side, I only got a call for one shots fired call this weekend.
That's,
but some people apparently are still social distancing.
That's social distancing, also known as staying out of range.
Yeah, that works.
Thank you, Lisa. Anybody else?
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you all. Got the COVID-19 update. Correct me if I say something wrong, Krista or Gina. But we've gone on the emergency operations center that we meet or have a briefing once a week, and that could change if we needed it to. Not that. And the Des Moines County is in good shape. We've got plenty of, we've never come close to taxing hospital resources, their beds, and those sort of things. So, and I think,
Krista and Gina and Tammy from the hospital are doing a great job. And what Lisa said, I think next week we should have a, they aren't going to open the for the court stuff, but I don't want to wait till the middle of July, at least I don't,
no.
open the courthouse. And it sounds like the we could actually be contributing to the getting something done if we can get the courthouse open so that we can get the attorneys in here. So if we have one, and we'll have the election done and avoid that collision of changes. And I would like right now to maybe shoot for the following Tuesday, the 8th.
That's what I think we originally talked about that, so I think we ought to proceed with it. I agree with you.
Tuesday or Monday? Monday is the 8th.
Well, it'd be Monday the 8th,
we would
open the courthouse, or, you know, we'll have some, Terry's got, you know, some signs, some social distancing signs, and I think there were some barriers that were going to be available after the election.
Yeah, we'll use some of the barriers that we're going to use.
And we've got some barriers set up in some of the offices. I know the treasurer's office some of those plexiglass and some signs. So, sort of what they got it. I'm assuming that, you know, stand here and stay 6 foot away. So I think.
Do we have to draw lines to remind the public? Don't they know by now that?
Bob, I went out grocery shopping for my wife Saturday, and the grocery store's got arrows on the floor telling you what way to go. And about half the people out there come the wrong way.
I did. Anyway, point being, I think we'll be ready.
Yeah.
I think
it's Ryan's fault because I was following him.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. I think all the department heads and Rodney's done a great job, and I think we'll be ready. And I think
we'll just double check with Rodney just to make sure.
It'll be. Be a good deal.
You've been doing pretty good with the only 56 cases in Boyne County.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, the way I understand it, isn't so much that it's people sharing a house or, you know, being, you know, just you know, because that's the way I understand it is if you have somebody that tests positive, and if you go to, if they've got two or three people in their family, then you've got one, two, or three other people that test positive. It's just, you know. Okay, did I say anything wrong, Gina, Krista?
No.
Okay. Correspondence.
I have none.
I have none. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We need to open a public hearing for Young House Family Services Capital Development Board grant.
So moved. Motion to open public service for the Young House COV-19 response civil rights documentation.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broeker?
Yes. Okay, is Susan Coffey online here?
And Freitag is on here.
Okay, or, well, somebody.
Yeah.
That's gonna make sure I don't. There's apparently a fairly strict procedure in going through this public hearing.
Good morning, Tom. This is Shauna Freitag. I'm on the line as well from Young House.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Tuesday that feels like a Monday.
Well, happy Tuesday to you as well. So I have a CD application here with a public hearing with a list of items, the need, the description, funding. Do I need to go through these just step by step? Is that's my understanding?
Yes, I believe that's what Susan
said. Okay. The The first step is the need for the CDBG project. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, solicited application proposals for project funding that would directly support local communities and citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic. Two, a description of the CDBG funded project and activities. Young House Family Services recognized a need to purchase technology necessary to provide telehealth as an alternative service delivery method for their clients and staff during the COVID-19 pandemic from the safety of their home. Technology purchased will enable Young House Family Services to continue providing individual, family, and group services. Three, how the CDBG grant project will be funded. Des Moines County was awarded $31,320 from the Iowa Economic Development Authority through this federally funded Community Development Block Grant Program. Young House Family Services will be subgranted the awarded funds. Four, estimated CDBG assistance that will benefit for low and moderate income persons. 51% of the grant funds will benefit the low and moderate income persons in the area where the project is located. This was determined from the LMI, I assume that stands for low to moderate income, for Burlington, Iowa. Five, where the activity will be conducted. The project will be based out of 400 South Broadway Street, Burlington, Iowa, 52601. Six, minimize relocation of persons. During this project, there will be no residents that will have to be displaced. Seven, public questions or comments, please contact the Des Moines County Auditor's Office. I'm going to go through eight and nine here that reference public comments. Eight, community development and housing needs of low to moderate persons in Des Moines County and any planned or potential activities to address these needs, and other community development and housing needs and any planned or potential activities to address these needs. Public comments are welcome, and I will call for those. Shauna, do you have anything to add?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay. I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes. And once again, if you would like to contact the board to make comments during the public hearing, please email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, that's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4, that's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will wait 2 minutes. Did you receive any email or written comments?
No, I have not received any.
Terry?
Yeah, I have not received any written comments or emails or phone calls.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, County Board of Supervisors. This is Jim. Yes, Susan. Okay, let me hang on just a second here. This is Susan calling. She called me.
Put her on speaker.
There should be.
We're going to get you on speaker here, Susan. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you.
Good.
Good morning,
Sorry
Susan.
Sorry about that. I do not have a camera on my work computer, so, and I wasn't able to, and when I called in, I thought maybe you'd be able to hear me. So on the number 8 and number 9 on the community development and housing needs assessment to low to moderate persons, and then also the other community development and housing needs, any plans or potential activity, that's something that you guys need to go over. I'll try to help and try to go. Something that Des Moines County is, you know, are you looking for housing? Are you looking for transportation, you know, to help the low to moderate income individuals? That's something that was talked about, you know, many years ago when we did a CDBG application for the Community Development Block Grant. It was talked about as safe, affordable housing choices and safe, affordable transportation options that Des Moines County wanted to at least look into for the low to moderate income, and then also the quality, affordable health care services that would include medical, dental, behavioral health and care services. So just something to think about and something to mention during this public hearing. And then the same thing goes for the community development and housing needs for anyone that is not the low to moderate income, would be the same thing, would be the safe housing options for all income levels, walkable neighborhoods, access to quality health care options. And then also, you know, the other things that you can talk about is, you know, maybe discuss during this process is that you can, you know, talk about maybe sidewalks or, you know, to transportation or encourage the diversity of commercial development in the community, or, you know, there's multiple things that we can talk about that, but that's just something that needs to be brought up during this, during the community development housing needs assessment, something that you guys would like to apply for or to do in the future for Des Moines County.
Okay. I see there's a, on the, addresses the planned or potential activities to address housing and community needs.
Correct.
Okay.
So the things that I mentioned, I mean, you know, safe, affordable housing choices, you know, every city and county is always looking for that, and safe, affordable transportation, always looking, you know, always looking for that, so.
Yeah.
Susan, are there any ongoing costs?
Ongoing cost in regards to
anything we do here, will those costs keep reoccurring without the grant?
You mean for this Young House grant or for any grant?
Yes. Will the county be on the hook for more money?
For this grant, that's in between the count. I would say no, because you have a sub-recipient agreement that we put together for between Young House and Des Moines County. And in that sub-recipient agreement, that anything that is above and beyond this grant, that Young House Family Services would be responsible for that.
Okay.
And they're responsible for meeting all the grant requirements.
Correct.
And quality, affordable healthcare services, and that's, we've always approved medical, dental, and behavioral healthcare services. That's something we've made.
Yep, absolutely, for both the low to moderate income, and also the anything that is not the low to moderate income, that is for both, I would say anyway. So, but that's something that
those are all things that the board is addressed at different times and is an ongoing concern, as well as the safe housing options, the walkable neighborhoods, and the access to quality health care options.
Correct.
Okay. Then the planned or potential activities to address housing and community needs, you know, it's always been, we have an interest in increasing access to available housing programs designed to assist low to moderate income individuals and families. We've got the Great River Housing Trust Fund, the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, Owner Occupied Rehabilitation Program, and the Multifamily New Production. And we annually continue to support the bus and C-bus transportation options for low to moderate income individuals. And we previously applied for CDBG funds to help fund a planned expansion of the Community Health Center of Southeast Iowa, so primary and preventative medical, dental, and behavioral health care services can be increased. And explored options for safe routes to schools and walkable community grant funding opportunities. Have we had any public input regarding any of those yet? The 2 minutes up?
It's
okay.
Been up.
Okay. I think we covered that, Susan.
Absolutely. So we're good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Motion to go out of the hearing. Motion to go out of public hearing. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Okay. We have approval of the Young House Services COVID-19 Response Civil Rights Documentation.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We didn't get any stamps.
Oh, sorry.
It's only been, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, she'll figure it out.
Actually, this is her fourth year.
I'll take notes while Terry's out.
I'm careful not to criticize. There's an old saying about glass houses or living in glass houses. So.
26, there you go.
Karma is.
Well, honestly, when he said old, I wasn't sure where he was going next.
Somebody.
And those documents.
Somebody's
going to
find out what
documents
social
that
distancing
we
is
sign
in a minute.
Forward on. So.
Okay.
So I don't think they need the approval stamp on it.
Set dates for rural spring cleanup.
We had a meeting at the landfill the other day, and Brian had been mentioning that our ditches have been filling back up with trash, and so I mentioned that it, and they thought it was okay that we go ahead and have a spring cleanup. And I suggested the month of June. Did you talk to
Becky Perry? Yeah, it's usually whatever you guys set the dates, I just need to let them know, so then that way they know what to expect.
I know we're talking to Brian, he suggested to go clear to July, and I thought maybe we'd stay within our fiscal year, but I think that's money's on a calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, our credits from them are on a calendar year,
yeah.
And not fiscal year, so.
And we have a lot of credit, I think.
About 8,500, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, so we'll
somewhere
still have
there.
Enough for, probably
yeah.
have enough for fall cleanup,
yeah.
too.
I think the sample that I have in there for what I will send to the papers and what I post on our website and everything, I just have it highlighted in yellow because you'd mentioned the month of June, but then I think, Brian, you're suggesting, what, this Thursday?
I just suggested starting it as soon as possible and running it right up until right before the 4th of July, like
right.
July 2nd or something like that.
July.
So if you want to stay in June, you could go to the June 30th or whatever, but that was just an idea. I mean,
yeah.
It's just...
Well, the June starts, ends like in a Monday or Tuesday, so... I don't care, it's up to you guys.
I would just like to give people another option.
Yeah, well, if you want to get it underway, if we start May 29th, it's okay with me.
Of course.
What do you guys think?
I think that's great. It's not going to hurt us to go to that July the 2nd, will it?
No.
And we're 2 days, so I think we'd go ahead and do July 2nd then.
Now the 2nd is on, the 3rd is on a Friday.
I think that
is the 3rd on a Friday?
But are we off?
Yeah, we're off, so I assume the landfill is probably
that's
closed
what I was
on Friday too.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking the 2nd.
Because yeah. It's a holiday for us.
Mm-hmm.
For you,
mm-hmm.
We get a holiday every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're always on holiday.
Do we have a motion?
Okay, so you want to go for July 2nd? May
yeah,
29th
I'll
through July
I'll make
2nd?
That motion.
Okay.
Terry?
Bob?
Yes.
You did first and you seconded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
spring cleanup from May 29th to July 2nd.
Take advantage of it. It's encouraged.
Encouraged to take advantage of it. We don't want any more trash haul like was put in the cemetery up there, do we?
For some of us that can't get them to go out there.
Okay, approval of contract for Upper Flint Road PCC permit paving.
So everything, I'm going to summarize, went out in the packet. So for media or whatever, they had it. But these are just, I've already done the report, but I'll just quickly summarize. Upper Flint, good bids. Low bidder was Jones Contracting. So you have a contract in front of you that with them for $382,757.77. And I would recommend approval. This project doesn't have to be completed until October 23rd. But from sounds of the contractor's hoping to come in this summer sometime. So I'd recommend approval.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Brian, you will enjoy this. Memorial Day, so my wife and I, we go to different, you know, family cemeteries.
Tom Broker, are you going to say yes before you go on?
What? Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we're going along Upper Flint Road. She said, you need to fix this road. So I said, yes, dear.
Okay.
So nobody tell her that I did.
No, I won't say a word.
Way out in front of you, I've been told that many times.
That's happened to employees out here on, was it Memorial Park?
Memorial Park, I
believe.
Tom gets us done, he gets it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I told my wife, just call Tom. Hey, we have approval of contract for Stars Cave Intersection.
So this is a much smaller project, actually has longer working days because of course Stars Cave is a dead end location with houses on the other side. So that intersection's been falling apart for a while. Not honestly sure why, but this is just simply repaving the intersection. Again, good bids. It's got a late start date of October, but we haven't talked to the contractor to see what they're thinking yet. They could go anytime depending on Chris's plans for his educational stuff that he does at Stars Cave. If all that gets canceled for some reason, then obviously we'll open up and let the contractor come in whenever they want. Otherwise, we will wait till his programs are done in August and then they could start after that. And that's in the contract documents. So they knew that when they bid it. Good bids. Again, Daily was the low bidder and bid of $53,294.40, and I would recommend approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
These are locally funded, I should mention. These are not farm to market or any other outside funds. No.
Okay. We have the resolution and final plat for the Zermigan subdivision. I believe Jared is still on the line. Can address this.
Yep, I'm looking right at him.
All right. Well, I think it's pretty slow to say that what we have here is it's likely going to become the newest, last alphabetical subdivision in Des Moines County. I don't really imagine that ZUR is pretty hard to teach. this is one lot minor subdivision on Irish Ridge Road. It's in Benton Township, southern part of Benton Township, on the west side of the road. Essentially, it's just taking an existing lot and enlarging it. But based on the wording in our ordinance, you're allowed, if you're enlarging a lot so that the piece being added to it off of the adjoining lot is, that piece is more than 50% of the total combined area, then it has to be processed as a subdivision. So that the piece to be added from the parcel to the north is slightly larger than what the original parcel, so that's why it's considered a subdivision. So the original lot contains an existing home occupied by Rox Muland, and this is just going to be expanding it a little bit to the north, because so his uncle owns the property to the north, and it's got a weird shape to it because it's you have the Laddie Cemetery up there on that side of the road, and the uncle's lot basically wraps around it. So that it has two separate areas of frontage on Irish Ridge on either side of that cemetery. So this is basically taking the portion that essentially already functions as a side yard for Rob to the south of the cemetery and makes that official so that he owns everything up to the south edge of the cemetery. He's not proposing any new development as part of this subdivision. It's just expanding the yard, potentially adding a small pond in that area in the future, but nothing more extensive than that. In our review process, we did initially got a comment from the health department that couldn't find a record of a septic permit on file, but after reaching out to the subdivider, it turned out there actually had been a permit a system had been installed several years ago, and so that satisfied their needs, so that was resolved. And then from the secondary roads, got a comment that no new entrances would be allowed. I understand that was the intention to begin with, that he would just continue to use that existing driveway that serves his house. However, just as a precaution, to include a condition with the resolution that the owner of lot one shall continue to use the existing driveway from Irish Ridge as no new entrances shall be permitted. So with that, we would recommend approval of Zermula and Sutter.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
We have reports. We have the jail statistics for the month of April 2020. This report will be on file at the auditor's office. And if you contact the auditor's office, it will be available for electronic review. We have minutes for the regular meeting, May 19th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I do. I've got a question. We talked about when we passed that UTV, ATV ordinance that maybe having a looking at it again a few months down the line.
Yeah.
I was curious, Brett's here. They had any much problem with those things being up on the levees?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay. Have you had much problem with them overall?
No, not at all.
A lot of moving.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that because we were coming down the Pleasant Grove Road the Sunday, and there was one just tootling down the road.
I've seen plenty of them running pavement that.
Yeah,
shouldn't have been running.
Yeah, we went around them, and I go, I thought there's.
So all I have around is pavement, and I see a lot of them.
I've seen plenty where they didn't belong.
Okay.
So.
Want to have a work session? Or
yeah, I think we should have a work session on that, because I did have a complaint on. Well, it's been some time back, and I addressed it to Sheriff Johnstone, but one of them running up and down on on a hard road, on Maker Landing Road, and so.
Is it? Go ahead, I'm in.
So I think, you know, it's a nice thing for them to be able to get on the gravel mat, but, and they can go from road to road, but it seems like they're not turning off on the gravel, they're just taking that extra mile or 2 miles.
Maybe if we have that, we could invite, you know, Vicky or somebody from the levy district, just see what their experience is, if they've had to go out and shoot people off the levees, or then somebody from the sheriff's office to discuss it a little bit, so.
Do you want that as a work session, or just a regular, on the regular meeting, just as a discussion?
Probably as a work session, so everybody doesn't have to stay.
Work session, yeah, work session, then we can go over the whole thing. You know, I'm still satisfied with the timing we've got on it, you know, and early AM hours to the PM hours, I think that ought to stay the same.
Might want to contact, what was that gentleman's name?
Dalton, Jack Dalton.
Yeah, Jack, at Dalton, if, might want to contact him, and he could, whenever you get it scheduled. And this isn't anything that needs to be done in the next week or two.
Wait till we get everything opened up and give some time.
Yeah, I ran across something, and I was wondering how it's going along, and I saw Brett, and all.
I'm not aware of any problems. I've had comments from multiple neighbors that they're not thrilled about the extra traffic, that they're people putting by their house, wondering why they're there, that kind of stuff, so, but that's just people being people, used to their quiet, and there are more out there, there's no question about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out. I was up in Minneapolis here, well, it's been about a month ago, seeing a bunch of them pull in.
A lot of them in Minneapolis for not being legal in Minneapolis.
There was probably 30, 35 of them in there, yes. And they was all pulled into town.
I guess several months back, we did get into a chase with one of them that I remember now. Chased him all across the county. He was a Lee County guy, I guess.
Did he get off the road so that he was hard to?
Yeah, they took off, I guess, and ended up here. We tried to get him stopped, and he took off on us. And several miles, we chased him. He finally wrecked it somewhere in a creek or something. But he wasn't a kid. I mean, he was 55, 60 years old.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, yeah. We wrote him up. And he wrote a letter apologizing to us, you know, for putting us at risk, and I think he had a little bit too much beer in him,
I don't think we, from the road department side, I don't think we've had problems. I don't think we've had increase in issues of damage or reports of anything, ditches and stuff like that. I don't think that. I'm still of the opinion that your odds for an accident go down when you're off on the gravel and hopefully lower speeds and stuff like that, and instead of meeting up with a car at 60 mile per hour or anything on a highway, so.
And that's the first one we've ever come across.
So.
Did you have somebody that's in a hurry on a pavement, they get a little bit impatient and they're a little frustrated and get a little close to somebody like that, or actually somebody on a bicycle or anything that,
Well, we thought maybe they might be heading for Big Hollow, but we didn't see them turn off down Big Hollow.
So. Oh, they're all over. I see them pretty frequently, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, obviously.
And they're legal for ag. I mean, you can't do it. So, I mean, there's a chance that it was a farmer running along his frontage, too, out there, depending on where.
The farmer is not supposed to be leaving his given area on them, though. If you got the, can a farmer, under the agriculture thing, does not need a license for him.
But
he can go to his town and get feed if he wanted to.
Farmer can do about anything they want if they want to call it ag purposes.
Yeah.
That's the code of Iowa, and you know.
I'm checking the fields.
Yep. Yeah. Which is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought it wouldn't hurt to ask a few questions about that. That's all I got. Any other future agenda items?
I have none.
None. Committee reports.
I had a community action meeting, and they sent out a survey to the poverty levels, you know, under the 200% poverty level, and to see what needs they need. And the needs has really come back. The most that most of them was looking for was medical help and help finding jobs. You know, jobs that would pay for a family. So they sent out, they only got 37% of the
returns.
Return. But the ones that returned, that's what they was want, medical and help finding good paying jobs. Then I had a juvenile detention, and juvenile detention is kind of like the jail that's down. We, during this pandemic thing, them juveniles staying at home, and so transportation was down, cost was down, so that's a good thing.
They're staying at home and they're keeping their head down.
Yeah.
What?
And we're putting a new roof. We accepted bids for a new roof on the juvenile detention center down there. A little over $48,000 to put the new roof on it. So. And that comes every time a dollar, you know, we get that $160 a day. A dollar of it goes into the maintenance fund. We put new furnaces in last year, new roof on it this year. So that's all I got.
I attended a video conference landfill meeting, and the revenues are up. A lot of those from FEMA.
Yep.
So a lot of people are hauling trash in. I mentioned, I think, before that Hal had talked about it looked like spring cleanup was already going because they were getting extra. So people are doing, there are a lot of people that are hauling their trash to the proper space. Just a few people that think they can get by a little cheaper. Probably a subcontractor thinks they can pick up a few bucks by letting Brian pick
on contractors.
Did you see that recliner out on 34 here about a week or so ago?
I didn't see a recliner, but I did see a sofa.
A sofa? I missed that.
Might have ended up at my son's house.
Oh.
He's pretty good at that. Nice couch.
I kind of thought maybe this in here might have fell off of somebody moving, you know. And
well, that happens, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, that's about it.
I didn't have any. Oh, I was the emergency operations center. So public input. If anybody from the public would like to make a comment, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, that's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to contact us. If we don't hear from anybody, we will assume that there's no one that are wanting to comment.
I see Mr. Grimshaw checking his watch back there. He's going to see what time is right.
Yeah. I can see it a little bit better than the clock on the wall.
That clock on the wall does not match ours back here, so we're always late for a meeting. Sounded like you had a lot of fun down there this time.
It was a good time. Yeah. It's the first time I'd ever been down there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
First time?
Yeah.
First time you go to Branson?
Yep.
Did you go to Dick's?
No.
Oh, you missed that, they got that five, well, that might not have been open downtown.
Yeah, we didn't, we just drove through downtown.
Yeah.
And.
They got a five.
Spent most of the time in the house on the lake and.
They got a 5 and 10 cent store like when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Everything in it you can imagine. It's really something to go into.
Yeah, there's about anything you want to do, you can do it down there.
So is this your new favorite place to go to when you're there?
Yeah, probably, it might be one of them, I'll put, definitely put it on the list.
You're checking all these places out.
Yeah.
I feel like trout fish is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I do like the trout fish. Now, that's the first time I've ever done that too, so.
Really?
Yep.
Is that right?
It's the first time you didn't invite me either.
Yeah.
Darn.
You got a boat? You got a boat? You're in next time.
I do have a boat.
You're invited.
My boat is invited.
Okay. Doesn't appear to be any public comment with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned. We will take a 5-minute break and we will.